A death in Canton is being investigated as a homicide. Police responded to the 1600 block of St. Elmo Avenue Northeast around 6 p.m. Tuesday. The body of 41-year-old Jake Young was found in his home. The Cuyahoga County Medical Examiner's Office is conducting an autopsy. A neighbor reported finding Young's body. He told officers he had gone to the home to meet the man and found the back door open. He also said the doorbell camera had been removed and was lying in the front yard. Two additional mosquito samples in Alliance have tested positive for West Nile virus. The city health department says they were notified of the results by the Ohio Department of Health. The samples were collected on the southern edge of Alliance. A sample from the same area tested positive last month. The health department recently treated those areas for mosquitoes and will conduct another round of targeted spraying throughout the city. West Nile is the leading mosquito-borne illness in the continental United States. Multiple positive cases were previously reported in the Canton area. No human cases have been reported in Stark County. Concerns are being raised about conditions at Lionel Newsom Tower in downtown Alliance. During Tuesday's council meeting, Councilwoman Sheila Cherry cited water in the basement, instances of black mold, and faulty repairs to the 8-story building's elevator. Some complaints of the East Main Street property stretch back 2 or 3 years, while others have been ongoing for a decade. Mayor Andy Grove says code enforcement will be asked to investigate. The city has a contract with Stark County Fair Housing. Cherry says the agency's representative is being brought in to help address residents' concerns. A Jackson Township man has been acquitted of a grand theft charge stemming from allegations he stole computer equipment from Metalis. A Stark County Common Pleas Court jury found 37-year-old Matthew Eberle not guilty August 26th. He was indicted in February. Eberle was accused of stealing over $21,000 worth of computer hardware and software from the company's Perry Township plant in December 2024. The thefts were captured on the company's video cameras. Eberle is no longer working for Metalis. Smith Township trustees handle miscellaneous business. Tuesday, the board approved an ordinance for the second phase of a road resurfacing project involving Oyster Road from West Middletown Road north to North Benton West. The township will pay about 60% of the cost, or roughly $230,000. The remainder will be covered by the Ohio Public Works Commission. Trustees agreed to give the village of Sebring $5,000 toward the purchase of a tanker truck and accessories for the fire department. The money comes from police and fire accounts. The board passed a resolution to accept an opioid settlement through Mahoning County. They also announced Trunk or Treat will be held at Beloit Park October 25th from 6:30 to 8:30. A Portage County Sheriff's deputy and a Cleveland police officer are charged with unlawful restraint and ethnic intimidation. Daniel LeJack and Donald Kopchak allegedly took a man outside the Buzzard's Roost in Hinckley while off duty last April, pinned him to the ground, and took his phone and wallet. A responding Brunswick police officer told the suspects the man was a valid U.S. citizen from the African country of Eritrea and had a valid license to drive a truck. LeJack, who was a Lake County narcotics agent, resigned from the job but was hired by the Portage County Sheriff's Office weeks later. Kopchak remains on the Cleveland Department after being put on restricted duties. The pair was indicted by a Medina County grand jury. The Liverpool Township Fire Department has a new fire chief following the firing of his predecessor. Former Chief Mike Behan was appointed to replace Dave Ward. The Morning Journal reports trustees terminated Ward Tuesday following an executive session. Two incidents last month led to his suspension. He was accused of getting into a shouting match with his assistant chief when they didn't answer him on the radio while putting out a fire. Ward also dismissed two of his firefighters from a scene, but no reason was given. Trustees said Ward failed to address the matter. He can request a pre-disciplinary conference within 10 days. Canfield police and humane agents are investigating after the discovery of 18 dead cats and one dead dog today. Animal Charity of Ohio says the animals were found in a house on Hilltop Boulevard. They had been dead for some time. The house was recently purchased at auction. Agents say there are two suspects in the case. They have not been identified. A Mahoning County judge has handed down punishment to a teen for a shooting that wounded two people. Common Pleas Judge Maureen Sweeney today sentenced 18-year-old Nabil Allen to 6 to 7.5 years in prison. He pleaded guilty in July to 2 counts of attempted murder and an unrelated count of aggravated robbery. Allen was originally charged as a juvenile. The shooting occurred in August 2024 at an apartment complex on Robinwood Place in Youngstown. The aggravated robbery charge stemmed from a February 2024 incident. The city of Youngstown has been ordered to pay a fine for not finishing a $240 million sewer improvement project on time. A district court judge ruled the city missed deadlines for upgrading its main treatment plant and a sewer project at Mill Creek. The EPA filed the complaint over how the city discharges its raw sewage. An agreement in 2002 said the city would spend $12 million in short-term improvements and $100 million over 20 years, along with developing a long-term plan. The judge ruled the contract stated increased costs were not an excuse for missing deadlines, and the city failed to provide written notice of unforeseen events that could cause delays. The city has 30 days to pay. The money will be divided between the state and federal governments. Claudia Herrig will get consideration from the U.S. Supreme Court for a further appeal of her 2019 conviction and sentence for killing her husband. The case was placed on the docket with the decision whether to consider by January. Herrig was found guilty of aggravated murder and sentenced to life with the possibility of parole in 2044. Authorities said she shot Air Force Major Carl Herrig in their Newton Falls home in 2007, emptied their bank account, and fled to her native Brazil. She was extradited to Trumbull County in 2018. Herrig claimed several constitutional violations, including a claim of sudden passion. She argues she killed her husband in a crime of passion after being the victim of domestic abuse. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.